Lawmakers are trying to decide whether the state should step in and save struggling power plants that might be on the brink of closing. As the legislature's top leaders gathered for a forum, they were asked what the next step could be for these so-called bailout proposals. People in Northeast Ohio understand the important role the Perry Nuclear Power Plant has played in the community. That includes Senate Minority Leader Kenny Yuko, who was part of the team of workers that helped build the facility in the 70s.
If that closes, what's that going to do? Will we still have the ability to support our schools? And the question was, in their mind, they wouldn't.
The bill to prop up FirstEnergy's Perry and Davis-Bessie nuclear plants would create so-called zero-emission credits, reflecting that nuclear power doesn't produce carbon dioxide emissions, which cheaper natural gas does. Those credits would raise a customer's electric bill by about $5 a month. It's so important to the company that FirstEnergy CEO Chuck Jones personally testified before a Senate committee. Jones himself said this proposal could save the company from bankruptcy, a circumstance that would be alarming to Yuko.
If we let it die like that, you're going to see police levies, you're going to see fire levies, you're going to see operating levies from the communities out there. They've already had their local government funds slashed to the point where they can't sustain any more cuts.
Environmental and consumer groups have come out against the issue, saying it would subsidize uneconomic plants for power generation the state doesn't need. Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff is patrolling the talks and says on the surface, this is the type of measure he wouldn't be behind.
The reflexive answer, certainly from most of the people on my side of the aisle, is in general, we don't support things that we would consider subsidies or bailouts.
But Obhoff says they need to consider all the cause and effect. He's not just talking about a bailout for nuclear, but also subsidies for two struggling coal plants owned by a collective of utilities, the Kiger Creek plant in Cheshire and another in Indiana. He says there are many questions to answer when you consider the impact of these plants.
If some legislation is done to help alleviate this situation, will that keep those plants open? If there is no legislation, will those plants close? If they close and we have 11% less generation, will that drive up the cost of energy and end up, you know, getting tacked on to everybody's bills at some point anyway?
Republican House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger echoed the idea that these proposals are still up in the air and their future is yet to be determined. But while lawmakers are considering subsidizing coal and nuclear, they're also talking about getting rid of green energy incentives. Obhoff says they're trying to strike the right balance.
I'm trying to be philosophically consistent, and I think that the Senate is as well as a whole. And frankly, that's one of the reasons that we are looking at all of these issues together at the same time.
I don't know that there should be a fidelity to a philosophy when you're talking about sustainable energy or renewable energy, which is the next new big economic thing.
That's Democratic House Minority Leader Fred Strayhorn, who says his caucus is grappling with the market impact of bailing out nuclear and coal plants that don't perform well versus the costs of possible shutdowns. But he adds that green energy is different because investing in that industry will have an economic benefit for the state.
It doesn't matter whether global warming exists or not. Renewable energy is the next big economic thing, and we should do things that help foster that and grow that industry.
The bill to prop up the nuclear plants has had several hearings in the Senate, but has yet to pass out of committee. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.